KI-4 DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4 DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. Begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the SWAT net portion of the net, and then we'll go to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a number of folks use the free check-in function on the repeater tonight. I'll go through those real quick. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride in 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, there's Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andy, he's down in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's another Mr. Andy, but he's up on Table Rock. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt over there in Greenville. And K4XMR, Mr. Bell down in Prosperity. And KC4NC, Mr. Scott in Little Mountain. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim down in Pelzer. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up in Brown Center. And KC4WN, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, he's over in Easley tonight. And W4MKH, Mr. Marshall, he's down in Jacksonville, Florida. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4ULQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And K04RAX, that's Mr. Jim, he's over in Dacusville. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate all you folks out there that use the free check-in function of the repeater tonight. Hope everyone is doing well, and appreciate y'all taking the time to check in with us. We'll try Echo Link stations now, Echo Link stations only, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, please check in. Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative and negative and listening in.
And never like say good evening. KN4VWA, Mr. Steve up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Let's go up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
TOS, Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Joes. This is KO4NUE. Chad in Campobello. Please also check in my wife, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, also in Campobello. And Gary, might want to check your batteries and your mic. Sounds like they're fixing to hit a wall. And hello to you and everybody on the net tonight.
4DOS. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Do you love? Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4 and NH. My name is Fred. Mobile MP Mod tonight. 73 to you, Gary, Miss Joy, and all set. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Juliet Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP, by phone relay. That's Wendy in southern Utah. And I'll be negative and negative, but listening to the net, 73.
Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, that's Floyd in Simpsonville, KO4PXB. I'll be negative and negative, but I will listen.
Tower 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're up in Tampa, hello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. And Chad, I am on a hand mic. I'm not on the desk mic that has batteries in it. I may have been too far away from the microphone. You can let me know when I finish checking these other folks in. Also like to say good evening, K4OSH. Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred. He's mobile in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile. Don't work too hard tonight. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. Mark is in Simpsonville, and Wendy is in southern Utah tonight. Got her checked in via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. KO4NUE, is that any better?
Gary, you got a lot of bacon fry on your signal and some white noise. You're very audible, but just want to let you know there is some noise. Not accustomed to that coming from your location, but you are very audible.
That one more time. Is that any better, Chad?
That's much better. Much better.
Okay. Well, you know I'm talking on the beams, and it's on the horizontal instead of the vertical. And I had it screwed around over towards Spartanburg, so I had to turn it back towards the repeater a little bit. But glad we got that cleared up, and thanks for the info there, buddy. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Are you going to be around for comments in a little while?
Oh, definitely. I got something I got to tell you.
All right, folks, now that we got my radio problem straightened out over here, let's see if we have additional check-ins. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. With the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Ken Whiskey, November 4, Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, don't you? Good evening to you and all of that.
4DOS. Gary, this is Chris. Please check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. I'm in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative, but listening.
AA4QS and M4DME, Paul, in the cold. We're negative,
the hell up out there. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to WN4S. That's Mr. Chris. He's up in Lyman. And mother, brother by different mother, KO4QLG, Mr. Chris. He's over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And, Chris, the next time I do the cleaning that I did today, I'm coming to see you. I'll tell you more about that later. Have a good evening. I'd also like to say good evening to AA4QS, Mr. Donald, and N4DME, his son Paul. They're both down in Tocoa. For Donald, tell Paul we said hello. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, the uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith and Columbus. Just check me in and out here.
Just check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike. That's KX4YM, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India, Lima, India. Both named Mary. 73s, thanks for calling on that.
Bro. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOC. My name's Rod, and we're in the lab that was, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KE4ZHF. Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And KX4YM, Mr. Scott. And his sweet bride, KO4ACD. That's Miss Mary. And their daughter, KO4ILI, Miss Mary. They're all over in Greenville. Appreciate you, y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over in the land was. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well and ain't a negative bone in your body, buddy. Appreciate you being with us. Let's try EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hello, Gary. If you will, check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all of the net. Gary, do tell me short that do tell me no traffic, no comments, no negative or negative, Gary, but do tell me short that we say hello, KA4PQA.
KA4DOS. Gary, please check in. This is Kilo Victor 4 Nancy Charlie. This is Gabriel in Greenville. We'll be here for the duration. 73, saying good night to everybody.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And I will relay your message to Joy. Also like to say good evening to KV4MC, Mr. Gabriel, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's see if we have additional stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
All right. Number one, X-ray radio radio. Michael, I'm mobile in Fairplay right now. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, Gary.
And I would like to say good evening to N1XRR, Mr. Michael, out there mobile down there around Fairplay tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. You be careful out there on the mobile. We'll move up now to the front of the alphabet, A through Z, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey. W4CTW, this is Tyler over in Taylor, and I'll be negative and negative.
Station checking in. You are way down in my noise level. If you can boost your power, boost your power. If you're on an HT, move around just a little bit and see if we can find a better X. I'd love to get you in the log. Go ahead and try it again. Check-ins Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. I KO4DTY. This is Daniel and Taylor's. Hey, Gary, hope you're having a great night.
VOS. Hey, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1. Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We live in Pickens. Negative and negative. And a very good evening to all.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Greer, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, almost forgot my call. Like to say good evening to W4CTW. That's Tyler over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tyler. And KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel. He's also in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland. He's over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. Had a pair of Chris's a minute ago. Now I got a pair of Dave's. W4DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And, Dave, what we were looking at on the computer looks real good, and it seems to be working well, just to let you know. I'd also like to say good evening to my neighbor, Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS.
Gary, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative. Kind of hanging around and listening for the swap net. Back to you.
Like say good evening. KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the next group, which is the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Gary, but I'll listen to the swap net.
Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Golf Fox Uniform. The name is John. Location is Pelzer. Greetings to you and Miss Joy and everybody out there in Radio Land. I'll be negative and negative tonight, but I'm going to be just listening.
For DOS. Hey, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ, and Harry in Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KI4DOS. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there at Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. And KG4GFU, Mr. John, no H, down in Pelzer, no H. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well there, young man. John, you made number 50 on my logbook tonight. You get the door prize. And the door prize is you get bragging rights for a week, and maybe next, see who gets it next Wednesday night. Appreciate you being with us. Also like to say good evening, KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, he's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the patient group on Wednesday night, the India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha, KG4JIA Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you all with that 73.
Yes. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, in Fletch, North Carolina. Hope you enjoy your well and good evening to you. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
QS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KI-4DOS. Say hi to Joy for us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
DOS. Check in Joe. That's Kilo Kilo 4. Juliet Delta, in and out. But I won't stick around for the swap meet. Over.
This is KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid up there, Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being here, Duncan. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe. He's also over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Whiskey 4, Hotel India, W4HI, name's Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Seneca, negative, negative.
4DOS, in KF4KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India, this is Tom in downtown Greenville, no traffic and no comments.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4HI, Mr. Bruce, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bruce. And KF4KYI, Mr. Tom, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room in there watching some TV tonight. And let's open it up now to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Name Foxtrot, Mike Zulu, Suzanne in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comments.
Yes. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, SK4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on the net. I was listening from the get-go and somehow missed my group, even though I was sitting right here at the radio. Have a good one, Gary. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K9FMZ, Miss Ann, up there in Hendersonville. And I guess your call right. Got it right. K9FMZ, Miss Ann, up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us. It's the first time you've checked in with me, I think. Don't remember your call on my logs before. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Different net controller, and we start at 9 p.m. I'd also like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Mrs. Angela we said hello. And Tommy, don't worry about it. We've all done that, probably. If not, we reached down and picked up the wrong microphone and tried to check in on on another radio, and it didn't work that way either, so don't worry about it. But we got you in the log, Tommy. You take care. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Recheck, Gary. It's KC4EZN. K9FMZ is Suzanne.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. I figured I had something wrong, but I got K9 Foxtrot Mike Zulu as Suzanne in Hendersonville, right?
QSL.
Thank you much, buddy. I do appreciate that. That helps me out a whole lot. Keeps my log a little straighter as well. But thanks for the relay. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. But this is, give me the rest of it.
This is Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, and Brevard. Over.
Good evening to WD8RON. I believe that's Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Is that right?
Correct.
All righty, Ed. We got you in the log. Thanks for being with us tonight there, young man. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a 2-meter and 6-meter module for the Yaesu FT767GX. It would like $50 for both of these modules. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS2000 with an MX72 duplexer, the KRS programming software, and he has a cable that keys a Meritron ALS600 amplifier. He would like $800 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The pump is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570DG. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS820S. He would like $225 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's another Kenwood TS820S. This one has an external VFO to go with it. He would like $325 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200. That's an HF amplifier. They would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The MUP is for sale. It's an MFJ267. That's a dry dummy load. They would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS2000B. That transceiver does not have any controls on the front cover of it. You can control it with your computer, but it does come with a small control head. It's the same control head as the TM700 control head, and he would like $750 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tintec Jupiter. They would like $595 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The MUP is for sale. It's a Tintec Triton 4. That's a digital model. It's a model 544. It would like $438 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Tintec Omni 6 Plus. It would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a recent HYS TC978. That's an SDR transceiver. It would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700A. That's a dual band 2 meter 440 mobile rig. It would like $390 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
QS. PHY here. I've been thinking about that radio and have not heard Dave lately, or hadn't been able to get to him lately. I would definitely be interested in that radio. Over.
Dave may be on the radio. You want to give him a call?
4DJW, KN4CHY. A little down in the noise, but yeah, the 700A I would be interested in, so I will send you an email. Is that, Gary?
No, I didn't quite pull him out. He's way down on my noise level.
Okay, sorry about that, W4DJW. I'll wait for the email.
Appreciate it, Dave. KL4DOS, KN4CHY, back to that.
Glad you and Dave got together on that, and hope everything works out. A real nice radio. I've got one out there in my truck. While we got a pause here, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT736R. That's a 2-meter 440 all-mode base station. It would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is got a fellow looking for a Kenwood TM-V71A. That's a 2-meter 440 transceiver. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is got a fellow looking for a 30 to 35 amp power supply. Does anyone need any fields? Next item I got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's not for sale. Got to get the guy looking for this. He wants somebody to sell him something. He's looking for an SWR watt meter. Does anyone need any fields? Conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Appreciate it. All you fine folks that stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody list anything tonight or take anything off, so we're in good shape as far as that goes. Let's see if we have additional check-ins before we start to write you. Call KI4DOS. Let's see who's first up on the clean, shiny, dry stuff. Uh-oh, that would be Mr. Chad over there in Campobello. KO4NUE. Mr. Chad, I know you've been a busy fella today. tell us about your day there, young man.
We had the wedding reception out here tonight and had a whole bunch of people out and had a very interesting evening. The other day my son met me at Lowe's in Anderson and wanted me to get him a drill motor so he could put some shelves up for his new wife. So I told him when we were in Lowe's, I said, am I helping you pick a drill motor out, or am I buying the drill motor? And he says, well, If we're picking one out, we need to look on this shelf right here. But if you're buying, we can look anywhere. So I ended up buying the drill motor for him, and we got up to the counter and got ready to pay the lady, and I said, "Son, what is your, you know, what's your payment plan?" And he said, "What do you mean payment plan, Daddy? I thought you was buying it for me." I said, "Well, I tell you what, you give me a grandchild, and I'll buy a drill motor." And he says, "Oh no, it's going to be at least 3-4 years before we have any kids." I said, "Well, you go put that drill motor back right now." So we was kind of laughing about it, you know. Well, he called yesterday and said, "Daddy, my drill motor's not working right." And I said, "What's the matter with it?" And he said, I don't know. It's sometimes it works, sometimes it don't." And I said, "Well, bring it over here at the reception, and we'll take a look at it. If we need to take it back, we'll take it back." I got to looking at it, and Gary, I didn't know it when I bought the thing, but it's Bluetooth. It's got Bluetooth controls in it. So you can, it's called a loan out feature. And I guess it's for contractors, I guess. It will interface with your phone, and you can put a timer on it. So if you want to, for example, if I want to loan the drill motor to you for 8 hours, I can put a timer on it on Bluetooth, and after 8 hours, it'll quit working. And you bring it back near the phone and reprogram it, things stop working again. So I told him tonight, I figured that out. And I said, "I got your drill motor working." He said, "Oh, what's the matter with it?" I said, "Here, try it out." So he's zipping it around, showing it to everybody, and this, that, and the other. And I just reached in my phone, just cut it off. He said, "This thing's not working right again, Daddy." I said, "Sure, it's working right." I said, if you give me some grandkids, I'll turn it back on."
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, Chad, I don't have one thing to say about the grandkids. Be careful what you wish for or what you ask for. I love my grandchildren. If I'd known they were so much fun, I'd have had them first. But they can turn the tides on you, too. You got to be careful.
That's okay. I'll just treat them like a jar full of bumblebees. They'll drop them off and feed them full of sugar and chocolate and put them in a jar, shake them up, and hand them back to them.
That before, but it kind of backfired on me a little bit, because the one that I did it with moved from here to Charlotte, and now I don't get to see him or the grandchildren either one.
But I think he's going to stay close, and we did have a good evening tonight. We smoked I've been smoking some Boston butts and chicken and for the past 2 days, so we had a nice spread, and you know, I set the sawmill tables up outside, and we just had a good evening. We had 40 some odd people here, and you know, we got to tell some funny stories about Lewis growing up, and you know, his sister had some old videos when they were young, and you know, we just had a roasting session, if you know what I mean, and I got him pretty good, and everybody laughed, you know. We had the pastor here, and we went through the wedding, you know, the whole wedding thing. And it was just, you know, it was a good evening. So tomorrow's the day, and it's going to be a long day tomorrow, but, you know, he's going to spend one more night with us here at the house, and that's it. So I'm a little bit sad about that, but, you know, it's all good.
Had such a good time. You had a beautiful day for it. It was absolutely marvelous out there today. Plenty of sunshine, nice warm temperatures, and it's still almost pleasant outside. It's down to 54 degrees here at the house, which is not too bad. So y'all had a absolutely wonderful day for that. The only thing that I can say is I'm sure Lewis enjoyed the roast. And one of these days, when you least expect it, it'll be time for Daddy. So I'm just forewarning you a little bit, because I've been through it already. So I ain't got but one more question, and or one question for you, and then I got a statement. Have you told Anna you can wear white socks?
Oh, no, you can't. Don't say that too loud now, because she's leaving in the morning to go to Iva. And, all the ladies are getting there early. And I've got, my directions. I got my suit laid out, and you got to wear this and this and this. And, she wants me to wear whatever I want to wear when I get there. But when I get there, I got to, change into my suit because, I fell out here in the yard the other day with my suit on, got it all muddy. So I'm going to hide me a pair of white socks. And when she ain't looking, I'm gonna put them on. But I'm wearing white socks. And Lewis's Jeep, he's got a Jeep. So I'm gonna wire the horn up to the brake lights tomorrow while they're, having the cake and all that. So when he takes off, going shaving cream all over the thing. But I'm gonna wire that horn up to his brake lights. Oh, man, he's going to be mad at me, but hey, hey, it's the way it is.
It's well, when Anthony's oldest son got married, they saran wrapped his whole car and then covered it with shaving cream. He liked to never got into the car to start with because they had saran wrap all over it. And Anthony gave him a pocket knife, and he said, "Daddy, what am I going to need this for?" He said, "You'll find out." So he had to cut his way into the car. And, of course, they had the windshield and windshield wipers and all that saran wrapped. And then they had the shaving cream on top of that. But they did not wire the brake lights to the horn. If you'll give me Lewis's phone number, I'll call him and tell him to use his emergency brake when he starts to stop, and that way it won't scare him to death.
They're going to Canada on their honeymoon, but they're gonna be here for local for 2 days. So I think they're gonna get a stay in a hotel in downtown Greenville or something until the plane flight out. But that's going to be a rough trip tomorrow from Iva to Greenville. Every time he hits that horn, every time he hits the brakes, and I'm going to try to film it. We got a rule here at the house. If you're going to prank somebody, if you can't catch it on film, it don't count. So I'm gonna stay close by in the truck and see if I can catch it on film.
Oh, me. Well, that's a pretty good rule to have. If you can't catch it on film, it don't count. that's gonna be amazing. The statement I was gonna make, I'm gonna get Chris involved on this. Next time I do cleaning like I did today, I'm going over yonder.
Right. All them little bitty parts makes it difficult, and you got the right kind of stuff. It don't take too long, but doing that by hand takes a while.
I started about 10 o'clock, and I finished about 3:10. So that give you some idea how much time I spent on it. But anyway, we had a good time over here today. Can't complain about anything. Glad y'all's reception went as well as it did. And I hope the wedding goes off without any hitches or anything. And when the pastor says, is there anybody know any reason that that shouldn't take place, you keep your seat.
I wouldn't do anything like that, but one other thing I was going to tell you is Anna's brother came in with his wife, and he's from New York City. He's an architect up in Manhattan. So he's brought his dog. They brought their little dog with them, and it's a blue tick. Now think about that for a minute. Now, a blue tick in Manhattan, and she's a pretty little thing, though, but he brought her out here and turned her loose, and that dog has had the zoomies all day, zooming around the yard, zooming down here, running all over the place, and, you know, which, you know, don't bother me at all, but that, you know, that's the happiest dog I've ever seen in my life. I guess, you know, being stuck in Manhattan all day, you know, for his whole life. He doesn't know what to do when he gets out here in the country. But that thing has been all over the yard all day. It's the happiest dog I've ever seen in my life.
Thanks, Chet. I imagine me and you would probably be about the same way if they carried us up there in Manhattan and kept us up there in all them tall buildings and concrete and asphalt and all them people. And we got to come back down here and we had a few acres to run around with. I'd probably drop all my clothes and run around streaking. I'd be so happy.
I took her for, you know, I had to get out of the house today for a little bit. And we walked down the creek and, you know, walked around the place for a little bit. And, boy, she just, you know, had her nose to the ground. We just wouldn't take her nose off. I mean, she just all over the place. But, I don't know, she's probably 14 inches high. She's not a big blue tick, but she's got the loudest bark. I mean, just, you know, old blue tick beller. And, boy, she can just sound it out. And she, I don't know, she picked up a squirrel or something out here in the pine thicket. And, boy, she took off. And, barked up a tree once or twice. She didn't stay on it or anything, but you know, the dog's got a nose on her and she's, you know, built to hunt, but bless her heart, she's stuck up there in Manhattan and can't, you know, ain't got nothing to smell, I guess. But she comes down here, she just, boy, I'm telling you, I just can't tell you, she's just been all over the place today, and she is wore out. She's in there laying down, just wore out. So I guess that's a city dog come country, so she's piled up on the couch just, you know, snoring away, so I guess that's a good thing.
Probably on sensory overload, you know, up there used to smelling all of the different people and gas and oil and all the stuff that goes around on concrete and asphalt and that sort of thing. She got down here and started smelling the smells that she was bred to smell, and she just got real happy. That's a good thing. But Chad, can you imagine what that dog's gonna be like when they take her back to Manhattan after being out there, been able to run around and sniff and smell the things that she has never smelled before?
I'm telling you, she's learned. She wants you to never be right again. Got some fresh air, and you know, got to, you know, do exactly what she's bred to do. And you know, she took off, and they got a little bit upset because I turned her off a leash. But you know, I just said, hey, just it'd be all right. Just she'll be back in a little bit, and. Now, I started to get a little worried there for a little bit, but it took her about 45 minutes, but she come back, and, you know, tongue hanging out her mouth, and big grin on her face, and then she just piled up on the steps there at the porch, and just soaked up the sun for about 30, 40 minutes, and then that was it, and it just wore her out. But I think you're right. I don't think she'd be... She's not going to be happy when she gets, especially on that airplane.
She She got out there and laid on the porch in the sunshine after running around the yard smelling all those smells. And she said, now this is heaven. I can just see that dog now. But, I'm glad that they brought the dog and it was able to get out and roam around a little bit and run and enjoy what it was bred to do, you know, with a nose and smelling everything and running around chasing animals and that sort of thing. If a dog doesn't have a job, that's like my German Shepherd out there in the backyard. She knows she's got a job to do, and she does it, you know, and which is a good thing. But if they don't have if they know what they're supposed to do and they don't have a job to do, then they're miserable. And I don't want an animal to be miserable. There's a little dust mop inside here that Joy's little puppy. She's a lap dog, and she knows that she's just a service dog, so to speak, for Joy. Gets up in her lap, loves on her, and every once in a while she'll get over to my lap, love on me. Of course, she drives me crazy running me back and forth to the door wanting to go out. But that's a good thing. I'd rather do that than do her business in the floor. So, I guess she's got a job, you know, to do as well as far as the job goes, you know, keeping me and Joy happy. But I'm sure y'all had a lot of fun over there. I guess you're about wore out today, and I know you got a long day tomorrow. But I know you're really looking forward to it.
I am. It's going to, you know, just be mixed emotions. And, you know, I hadn't really had an opportunity to say too much to both of them together. I mean, when they decided to get married, we talked to them for a little bit. But her mom and daddy was out here tonight. And we went to the rehearsal out here, and I told them I wanted to talk to them for a few minutes. And so her mom and daddy, and then Lewis and Kate, and then me and Anna. So, you know, I got to say what I wanted to say to them, and told them both, you know, don't ever let the sun go down on your anger. Don't ever use your body as a tool. And I told him, if you ever lay a hand on her, we're going to have a problem. And I figured that's about all I needed to say. I figured he's got it figured out from there. And if he don't, he's fixing to figure it out. But it's going to all work out. But, you know, I'm not sure what she had to think about all that, but you know, I speak my mind sometimes and just get right to the point. So, you know, I said what I wanted to say, and that's all there was to it. And then her dad looked at me and said, I don't think I could have said anything any better. And, you know, we just welcomed it into the family. So it was a good day, real good day. We're tired, sad, and happy, all mixed. But, you know, tomorrow's a big day, and I can't wait.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KO4NUE, Mr. Chad up in Campobello. Well, Chad, just do like my mother and dad did, and Joy's mother and dad did. When I married Joy, her dad told me, he said, you're no longer a son-in-law, you're a son now. And Joy had three brothers. Two were career Army. One of those career Army, most of the time he was an MP. And then... But all three brothers told me, you hurt our little sister, and you gonna have to talk to all of us. So I took that to heart, and it all worked out. But my mother and dad treated Joy like a daughter, and Joy's mother and daddy treated me like a son. You're not losing a son, you're just gaining a daughter. And that's the way to look at it. And that helps you get through the what would you call that, empty nest syndrome, if you want to call it that. I mean, I know your kids are gone and out of the house now, you know, going to college and this sort of thing. Now you got one getting married. So you know a little bit about the house being empty, but when they go out and make a life of their own and get their own places and all of this, then it really hits home, and that's where the sadness comes in, I guess. But I wish you well there, buddy.